Bryce Mills and Jess Klayman for you this beautiful Friday morning.
First time teaming up.
Yeah. Now, 2017 is almost upon us, which means that people are drafting up their New Year's resolutions. Whatever they are, people often use the transition of a new year as an opportunity to start fresh or make some significant lifestyle changes. However, research shows that only a fraction of us stick to our New Year's resolutions, with many forgetting them within weeks. To find out more this morning, we are joined by Dr. Lisa Williams, Senior Lecturer in the School of Psychology at UNS. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome. Good morning, Jess and Bryce.
Thanks. Good morning. I don't know what I'm saying here now. See, it's all too much. I need to start again with the new year. Lisa, are New Year's resolutions something that you make?
Personally, I have made resolutions in the past. I'm not quite sure yet if I'll make some for 2017.
Really? So that's not like you don't have the routine? Because I was just thinking, this might be a little bit presumptuous of me, but I was thinking, well, doctor, obviously to get there, you got to do some pretty heavy goal setting, right? It's a lot of work.
I do. I set a lot of goals. Not all of them are related to the new year.
Right. So would you say goal setting, you should, I mean, do you buy the idea of New Year's resolutions, or do you think maybe we just need to not be so concerned about the calendar and just do your goals when you want?
Yeah, look, it's a really good question. I think a lot of people can effectively set goals without markers in the calendar, but it turns out that there is a psychological effect of the new year, at least so in Western calendars, that's the 1st of January, that when people approach these types of big dates, that they see them as an opportunity for a fresh start, so to speak. So an interesting way to think about this is kind of like a physical landmark might be the Sydney Harbour Bridge. New Year's Day serves as a time-based landmark. And from that, we can see the opportunity to maybe renew our goals to be better people and be more healthy and things like that.
And those are generally the types of goals that are set, aren't they? To be better people and be more healthy. No one ever goes out there saying, you know what, this year I'm going to successfully complete 1,800, I don't know, cakes or something. They're very, I guess,
vague and kind
vague
of.
And but big resolutions. Is there a reason people tend to go for these kind of grandiose, like, I'm going to be super healthy by this time next year. I'm going to lose 18 kilos and stop smoking and all this sort of stuff?
Yeah, I think that there probably is a bit of optimism mixed in with people making those types of large resolutions. It turns out that when you're making resolutions, one effective way to do it is to mix in a bit of specificity. So just saying, I'm going to be healthier in 2017 probably isn't very realistic, because that doesn't speak to the exact actions that you need to do to change your behavior so that that happens. So you do want some level of specificity. So maybe I'm going to, I don't know, not eat meat 2 days a week, and I'm going to go to the gym 3 days a week. But there's an intriguing little bit of research that I think speaks to how exactly you should make those goals. And what this research argues is that rather than setting those really specific numbers, you actually want to set a range, kind of a range of goals that allows you a bit of wiggle room in case the wheels fall off, so to speak, which they do, of course, you know, by mid-January, February, March, you know, life gets busy. Those gym visits may be harder and harder to arrange. And so setting a range, so for instance, I'm going to go to the gym between 3 and 5 days a week, or I'm going to try and eat salad with 4 to 6 of my meals per week, that these types of ranges are actually pretty effective when it comes to goal setting.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing I was thinking earlier off air, that I guess the other downside of setting these kind of resolutions is when they inevitably, or maybe not inevitably, let's be optimistic here, fail, I guess. Like, and then you're suddenly thinking, oh, and then it sets a really bad vibe for your year. So you think it's all about that just flexibility, I guess. Is that a general thing for goals in general, is don't be too hard on yourself, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, you want to build in an opportunity to let life happen, right? So if you say, I'm going to hit this exact goal every single week for 52 weeks, some people are able to do that. But if you set a really specific goal and then something happens and you don't meet the goal, the approach that a lot of people take is just kind of, well, let's let the whole goal go, rather than recommitting, saying, okay, last week was a bad week, let's start again. So I think setting those really specific things that don't have any wiggle room for error can set you up to to abandoning your goals just as soon as the going gets rough.
What if I was to say to you, though, let's say I'm looking to really transform the world next year and, you know, I want to be like a big-time boss. What if I was to say to you that, I mean, do you think Steve Jobs had wiggle room, or do you think, like, Bill Gates had wiggle room? Those guys just, they just aim big and then hit it. I mean, how do you, I don't know, what if your goals are really, really lofty and big? I mean, how do you set wiggle room when you're trying to transform your whole life?
Yeah, look, I think that's a good question. And my, you know, I haven't closely read the biographies of these big world leaders, but chances are they had some setbacks, right? We hear about all of their successes, but surely they set goals that they didn't meet. And in a lot of ways, the robustness of how you can make impact in the world is what you do with those setbacks. Mm. So it's not necessarily about aiming too high or aiming lower. It's actually about adapting what you do once the going gets rough.
So our top tips for New Year's resolutions this year, I guess, are set realistic ranges in which you can achieve your goals. Don't be too harsh on yourself and set too specific a goal. And I guess persevere, yeah?
Yeah, I reckon that's a good set of advice right there.
Well, I'm going to go and write down all of my New Year's resolutions. Now, they all need editing, I've got to say, right now with those tips. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year to you. You're very welcome.
That was Dr. Lisa Williams, Senior Lecturer at the School of Psychology at UNSW, chatting to us about New Year's resolutions. Bryce, I've got to go edit all of mine.
I'm getting that itch to go and get them done now. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad I wrote mine in pencil. I'm that person that writes them down every year, but I thought, no, really? Let's not get the texture out quite yet.
I was tempted to do that. Maybe I should write them and put them on my wall, because I haven't really got any wall art that's like motivating.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a good idea.
My whole family and I, we sit down and we pick out coloured paper. This is so dorky. And a terrible insight into the tragic family life at the Clayman household. And we sit down with coloured paper and coloured texters, like children. And we write down 5 New Year's resolutions, which mine will all have to change now. And we hang them up on the wall, and they probably stay there till about February. Yeah. And then they get ripped down at some point because everyone's abandoned their
goals. It's just a reminder that you're not actually doing it.
Yeah. So maybe they'll just have to stay up this year, and we'll have to be a little bit more realistic.
Persevere.
The whole lose X amount of kilos and go to the gym every day is going to have to...
Just tweak it. Yeah.
Have to be tweaked.